Now, let me read this 5th and 6th verses. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture, and I think there are several things that we need to note here, and we'll come to one or two of them later, but right now let me say that when it says, with his stripes we are healed. Now the question arises, what are we healed of? Are we healed of physical diseases? Is that the primary meaning of it? Well, I'm going to let Simon Peter interpret this by the inspiration of the Spirit of God. For over in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 24, he says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Healed of what? Well, of our sins. We're dead in trespasses and sins. Now we've been healed of those. That is the primary meaning here of this. Now we are told here, and this 6th verse is a marvelous verse. Have you noticed it begins with all? It ends with all. All we like sheep have gone astray. Not some of us, but all of us. And what is the problem? What is really the problem with mankind today? The problem with you and with me. It's stated right here in this clause. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's the problem. Man has gone his way, neglected God's way, and the Scripture further says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And we're told today that in all our ways we're to acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. But our problem is we've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, when he died upon the cross, this passage makes it clear that he was merely taking your place and mine. He'd done nothing amiss. He was holy, harmless, and undefiled and separate from sinners. He was a substitute that the love of God provided for you and me so that he might save us. Surely our hearts go out in sympathy to him as he expires there upon the tree. Certainly we're not unmoved at such pain and suffering. We would be cold-blooded indeed if we were not responsive in our own hearts. It is said that when Clovis, the leader of the Franks, was told about the crucifixion of Christ, he was so moved that he leaped to his feet, drew his sword, and exclaimed, if I'd only been there with my Franks. Yet, my friend, Christ does not want your sympathy. He did not die to win that. He didn't die to enlist you in his defense at all. That does not enter into it. When our Lord passed by on the way to the cross, the women of Jerusalem were weeping. He says, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves. Because if they do this in a live tree, what'll they do with a dead one, you see? They would even take the Son of God and treat him like that. Now, he's not after your sympathy. Well, may I say that our hearts may go out in sympathy to him as he expires there. And we certainly are not unmoved by it, but he didn't die to win our sympathy. Now, someone may be thinking that he died a martyr's death. He did not die a martyr's death, for he did not espouse a lost cause. He did not die as martyrs who in their death sang praises of joy and confessed that Christ was standing by him. Compare his death to that of Stephen, where Stephen in triumph says, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he asked God to forgive those that were stoning him. But our Lord didn't die like that. He was forsaken of God. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? His death was different. He died alone. He died alone with the sins of the world upon him. Now, someone else may feel like saying, well, what a wonderful influence the death of Christ should exercise upon our lives as we contemplate his life and death. Most assuredly, we ought to be persuaded to turn from sin. However, that just has not been the experience of man. And by the way, how has it worked in your life? That view will not satisfy us. An explanation of some other statements in this chapter. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. None of these will suffice to explain his death, for he's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He died for you and me. He took our place.